Title: Sub Groove Against the Amen. For old school DNB vibes beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important old school jungle and drum and bass skills you can learn early: getting a sub bassline to groove against the Amen break. Because here's the thing: a lot of modern drum programming is super on grid. It's tight, it's clean, and it's predictable. The Amen is the opposite. Even when it's warped correctly, it has attitude. It leans. It rushes and drags in tiny places, and the classic vibe happens when your sub doesn't just copy the drums, it answers them. It locks to the kick, but it dodges the snare and it plays in the gaps. By the end of this lesson, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar loop, an amen with swing, a clean weighty mono sub, and a bass rhythm that rolls in that old school way without turning your low end into mud. Let's set it up. Step 0. Project setup. So your low end behaves. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic range, 165 to 172 BPM. I'm going to recommend 170 because it's a sweet spot for that old school roll. Turn on the metronome for now and set global quantization to 1 bar at the top, just so launching clips and looping feel stable. Now create two tracks, one audio track called Amen, one MIDI track called Sub. Optional but genuinely helpful. Put a utility on your master so you can keep an eye on levels. The goal today is not to smash your master. The goal is groove and clean low end. Now, step 1. Get an amen that grooves without fighting the grid. Option A is the simplest. Drop in a clean amen loop on your amen audio track. Click the clip. Turn warp on and set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients and make sure transient loop mode is forward. Now line up the very first downbeat so it lands on 1.1.1. Spend a few seconds here. If bar 1 isn't solid, everything else feels weird later. You want it stable, but not sterilized. Option B is more old school and more flexible. Slice it. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, and use the built-in preset. Now you've got a drum rack with slices, which is amazing for rearranging hits and adding your own swing. Now, the groove part. This is where the against feeling starts to show up. Open the groove pool, that little wave icon. Grab a groove like swing 16-55 or 16-57. Drag it onto your amen clip. Start with timing around 20-35%. Keep random low, like 0-5%. And if you're working with slices and MIDI, you can add a little velocity influence, like 0-10%, just to make it feel less machine perfect. Teacher note here: don't chase maximum swing. You're not trying to make it drunken. You're trying to make it alive while still beating a reliable foundation for sub bass. If you go too far, the sub will feel like it can't find the floor. Cool. Step 2. Design a proper DNB sub. Simple and controlled. On your sub MIDI track, load operator. You can use Wavitable too, but operator is perfect for clean subs. In operator, set the algorithm to A only, so there's no FM. Oscillator should be a sine wave. Now the amp envelope. Attack very short, somewhere between 0 and 5 milliseconds. Just enough to avoid clicks. Decay, around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain, you can go all the way down if you want more stabby notes, or keep a little sustain if you want held notes. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, again to avoid clicks and make tails feel natural. Now your basic sub chain. Think of this as your don't regret it later chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That just removes useless rumble. If it feels boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. The goal is not fuzz. The goal is harmonic, so the bass is readable on smaller systems while the fundamental stays strong. Then utility, set width to 0%, mono sub, always, and set gain so it's strong but not clipping. If you only remember three things from the sound design today: mono sub, gentle saturation, clean EQ, alright. Step 3. Write a bassline that grooves against the amen. This is the heart of the lesson. We're going to keep it beginner friendly. Pick one root note and focus on rhythm and space. Choose a starting note around F1 or G1. These are classic, reliable sub notes. Let's pick F1. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on the sub track and loop it. Now, here's a rhythm concept that helps a lot in drum and bass. It's double time energy, but the snare usually feels like it's anchoring beat 2 and beat 4 in a half-time sense. So your bass wants to support kicks, and it wants to not sit right on top of that snare crack. A starter pattern you can try is placing notes around these positions. On the 1, then a little after the 1, then a push into beat 2, then on the three, then a syncopation after the three, then a pickup into the next bar. But if that sounds abstract, use the practical method instead. This is how people actually write these lines. Loop 1 to 2 bars with the amen playing. Start with long notes. Put one long note on the first kick of the bar. Then put another long note after the snare, often around beat 3. Now listen. Don't even look at the grid for a second. Listen for where the amen leaves air. Tiny pockets. Micro silences. That's where your sub can speak. Now convert some of those long notes into stabs. Shorten a note to a 16th or an 8th. Add a second note just after a drum hit, like a call and response. You're not trying to win an award for most notes. You're trying to make it roll. Coach note. Start by mapping the gaps, not the hits. Beginners usually do the opposite. They hear a kick and they pile a bass note on it every time. But the groove is in the spaces, and in the moments where the bass answers the drums rather than impersonating them. Also, use note length as a groove knob before you touch timing. Do a pass where you only edit note ends. If a note overlaps the snare and it feels like it dulls the snare, shorten that note. Even if the start time is correct, the overlap can wreck the punch. A really good beginner rule is the three anchors per bar approach. 1. A downbeat anchor. 2. A mid-bar anchor. 3. A pickup into the next bar. Everything else is decoration. Earn it. Now step 4. Make the sub lean against the amen with microtiming. This is where you get that old school pocket. Option A. Manually nudge some MIDI notes slightly late. Not all of them, just a few. Select a couple of notes, especially ones that are more like responses or ghost answers, and move them behind the grid by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep the very first note of the bar close to on grid, so the bar still has a clear start. Rule of thumb. When it's supporting the kick, keep it tighter. When it's answering fills or ghost hits, you can let it lag a hair. That lag often reads as wait. Option B. Use groove on the bass too, but carefully. Drag the same groove from the groove pool onto the bass clip, but set the bass timing lower than the amen. So if your amen timing is 25 to 35%, try bass timing around 10 to 20%. That creates the against feeling without turning the low end into a messy wobble. Now step 5, sidechain so the kick punches through. Clean jungle weight. On your sub track, add a compressor. Put it after EQ8. Whether it goes before or after saturator is taste. If you're unsure, put it before saturator so saturation doesn't exaggerate the ducking. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum track as input, usually the amen track. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Now lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. If you notice the sub is ducking constantly, because the amen has lots of hats and mid hits, use the sidechain EQ inside the compressor. Filter it so the compressor mainly reacts to the kick's low energy. A good target zone is roughly 60 to 120 Hz. Extra coach option. If you want even cleaner results, you can duck only the low band using multiband dynamics. Set the low band up to about 120 Hz and reduce only that area when the kick hits. That way the sub clears space down low, but your upper harmonics don't disappear every time a hat plays. Now, quick technical sanity check that people skip. Phase and translation. At the very end of your sub chain, add another utility. Map a key to toggle mono, even though your sub is already mono, just as a check. Then try phase invert on left or right. If your sub suddenly gets quieter or weird, something in your chain is introducing phase issues, usually widening, chorus, unison, or certain processing. For today, keep it simple and stable. Step 6. A simple arrangement idea, 8 to 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Amen only or amen with the tiniest hint of sub. You can automate an auto-filter high pass on the amen rising slightly to build anticipation. Bars 5 to 12. Bring in the full subline. Add a small variation every two bars. The best beginner variation is subtraction. Remove one note, or skip one pickup. Bars 13 to 16. Add a switch. For one bar, transpose the sub up three semitones, then back. Or add a tiny two-note flick that suggests triplets by nudging the second note later by ear. Keep it subtle. The amen already brings movement. Another old-school trick. Right before a phrase change, mute the sub for one beat or even an eighth note. When it comes back, it sounds heavier than any plugin. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you build this loop. Too many bass notes. If the amen is busy, your bass should simplify. Density plus density equals mush. Sub not mono. Stereo sub causes phase problems and weak playback in clubs and cars. No sidechain or too much sidechain. No sidechain and the kick disappears. Too much and your bass feels like it's doing that weird breathing thing. Oversaturating a little harmonic content helps the sub translate, but if you fuzz it up, you lose the fundamental and the weight, and forgetting note length. Jungle groove is stops and spaces. If your notes are all the same length and always sustained, it won't talk to the amen. It'll just sit under it. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise you can do immediately. Loop two bars of amen. Write a sub pattern using only one note, F1. Make two versions. Version A, perfectly on grid. Version B, choose 3 to 5 notes and push them late by about 10 milliseconds. Add sidechain compression to both. Level match them. Then a slash B. At low volume, pick which one rolls harder. Low volume testing is a cheat code because it forces you to judge groove and balance, not hype. Bonus. In version B, remove one bass hit that feels obvious. Often the groove improves when you take away the predictable note. Before we wrap up, a couple of tasteful make it darker upgrades, still beginner friendly. If you want the sub to read on small speakers, add a second EQ after saturator and do a tiny wide boost around 700Hz to 1.5K, like 1 or 2dB, only if needed. Then low pass around 3 to 6K so it stays smooth. You're not making a mid bass, you're just giving the ear something to hold on to. If you want extra presence, layer a mid bass whisper. Duplicate the sub track, high pass it around 150 to 250Hz, so it does not fight the real sub. Add heavier saturation or overdrive. Keep it quiet. One job each. The sub does weight, the mid layer does audibility. And if you hear clicking at note starts, don't reach for EQ. Slightly increase the attack on operator, even 2 to 8 milliseconds, and it usually fixes it. Recap. Old school feel comes from interaction. The amen is alive, and the sub answers it rather than copying it. Build a clean mono sub with operator, EQ, gentle saturation, and utility. Write simple syncopated rhythms with intentional spaces. This audio version is shortened for playback.